Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care, working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. Every Sunday through Thursday, join us for a personal tour of Who's Reading the Organon, a show hosted by HWC founder and homeopath Debbie Brooke. She invites you to comment and call in to contribute your thoughts as we complete reading Samuel Hahnemann's Organon. Let's go!
Hi, I'm Debbie Brooke, founder of Homeopathy World Community. I'm taking time out in the day to begin with some inspiration to talk a little bit about current events and what's happening on the Homeopathy World Community Network, and to read the words of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in his Organon of Medicine. Today is September 16th, 2010, and you're listening to show number 94. And thank you so much for all those people out there who are joining me in listening to internet radio. I am starting today's inspiration with a quote from Corick Ashley, someone just recently learned about. He's a contemporary inspirational motivator, it seems, and he's written a book. I'll have to take a look at that, but this is something that he wrote on his Facebook page. It says, "The people who challenge you the most, the button pushers, are actually your spiritual guides who are where you still need to evolve. Because when you become evolved in that area of your life, you have to have those buttons left to push," unquote. And I thought that was pretty cool. I think it's actually true, because it wouldn't really trouble you at all if those little irritations and whatnot came up. It wouldn't be a button anymore. And a Twitter quote for today is Living Done Well. And it's a quote by William Ralph Ing that says, "Worry is interest paid on trouble before it falls due." And one more little thing of inspiration, I'm going to play for you a poem that was put onto HWC by one of our members. And I would like to, it's from Dr. Pramod Shankar Soni. And I'm going to play that for you, and I had it recorded. Take a listen.
If I can throw a single ray of light across the darkened pathway of another, if I can aid some soul to clearer sight of light and duty, and thus bless my brother, if I can wipe from any human cheek a tear, I shall not have then lived in vain while here. If I can guide some erring truth, inspire within his heart a sense of duty. If I can plant within a soul of rosy plant, a sense of light, a love of truth and beauty. If I can teach one man that God and heaven are near, I shall not have then lived in vain while here. If from my mind I can banish doubt and fear, and keep my life attuned to truth, love and kindness, if I can scatter light and hope and cheer, and help and remove the curse of mental blindness. If I can make joy more hope, less pain, I shall not have lived in vain while here. If by life's road side I can plant a tree, beneath whose shade some wearied head may rest, though I may never share its shade or see its beauty, I shall yet be truly blessed. Though no one knows my name."
And we want to thank Dr. Soni for that poem, and you will be able to read it on the network. It looks as if today's show was scheduled for like 15 minutes instead of the typical 30 minutes, so it's going to be really, really short. So I'm going to kind of plug in here, move along as quickly as I can. The first thing I wanted to let you know about in current events is that there's a really big push to reamount of antibiotics being given to the animals that are prepared for food. And I will link on that so that people realize, I think that the tide is truly, truly turning. I think that the FDA and the general population is making a big enough rally and cry that those in charge of producing our food are getting the signal that we've got to do something better for the animals, for the care of the animals, and for the downstream. What are the effects of putting hormones and other kinds of unnatural chemicals into the feed that we then eat? So I think this message is getting out, and we just have to keep pushing on that. The other thing is that Natural News has a recent article that says vitamin D is effective for influenza, halting influenza, by 800% more than the vaccine. Now, that's incredible statistics. Now, you typically think you can only go up to 100%. So I'll have to read more into that, and it comes from an article published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Talking about being pushy, we're not really supposed to be pushy. We're not supposed to push buttons. It seems like this is a big, big topic. And so in terms of HWC news, I am not a pushy person, and I want to really tell you very strongly that the mode of communication on social networks is not to push. Don't push stuff out. It's a pull network. You inform people, you introduce yourself, people, you say hello, and it's not like nagging or anything, but it's a gentle reminder. So just to let you know about that, and what I wanted to tell you was that coming September 25th is the last day to get your cured case or your case posted on the HWC network to be in the running for a computer program, which is the Boninghausen program, put out by Gary Weaver. And there is coming up a newsletter probably in a day where you will have some more information about that. And I think about it as like getting your taxes put in the last moment. Okay. The other thing is, after the newsletter, that should be coming out soon, we're going to go ahead and do the reading, because there's not really very much time left today. Instead of our regular 30-minute show, we've only got 15 minutes. Somehow it was misrecorded there. Okay, we've been talking about miasms, especially the psoriasis miasm. It's going in pretty deeply. And also, we were reading aphorism number 73 yesterday, and we're going to go ahead and read aphorism 74. I want to thank everybody who is on the HWC network today, those people who are on the chat line, the live chat, and listening in. Reading aphorism number 74. Among chronic diseases, we must still, alas, reckon those who commonly met with artificially produced in allopathic treatment by the prolonged use of violent heroic medicine, large and increasing doses, by the abuse of calomel, corrosive sublimate, mercurial ointment, nitrate of silver, and its ointments, opium, valerian, cinchona bark, and quinine, foxglove, prussic acid, sulfuric acid, perennial purgatives, venous sections, shedding streams of blood, leeches, issues, seitans, whereby the vital energy is sunk into an unmerciful extent sometimes. If does not succumb. Gradually, abnormally deranged by each substance in a peculiar manner, in such a way that in order to maintain life again, these inimical and destructive attacks, it must produce a revolution in the organism and either deprive some part of its ability and sensibility or exalt these to an excessive degree, cause dilatation or contraction, relaxation in duration, or even total destruction of certain parts and develop false gametic alterations here and there in the interior or the exterior, cripple the body internally or externally in order to preserve the organism from complete destruction of life by the ever-renewed hostile assaults of such destructive forces. And I realize we did read this one yesterday as well. And the footnotes for that are quite long. We will have enough time to read it. We have 3 minutes left, and I'll read it as quickly as I can. The only possible case of plethora shows itself with the healthy woman several days before her period, with a feeling of a certain fullness of womb and breast, but without inflammation. Among all imaginable methods for the relief of, no greater allopathic, irrational, or inappropriate one can be thought of than this Brucaic debilitation by means of venesection and hunger diet, which for many years has spread over a large part of the earth. No intelligent man can see in it anything medical or medicinally helpful, whereas real medicines, even if chosen blindly and administered to a patient, may at times prove of benefit in a given case of sickness because they may accidentally have been homeopathic to the case. So here we get, again, he tells us that we can have similimums going on medicinally, but it doesn't happen through logic and through the method, but accidentally. But from venesection, healthy common sense can expect nothing more than certain lessening and shortening of life. It is a sorrowful and wholly groundless fallacy that most and indeed all diseases depend on local inflammation. And boy, do we talk about inflammation in the medical circles today. Even for true local inflammation, the most certain and quickest cure is found in medicines capable of taking away dynamically the arterial irritation upon which the inflammation is based, and this without the least loss of fluids or strength. Local venesections, even from the affected part, only tend to increase renewed inflammation of these parts. And precisely so it is generally inappropriate, aye, murderous, to take away many pounds of blood from the veins in inflammatory fevers when a few inappropriate medicines with this irritated arterial state, driving the hitherto quiet blood together with the disease in a few hours within the least loss of fluids and so we know that they used to do bloodletting, and that's what he's talking about. We have 1 minute left. Great loss of blood is evidently irreplaceable for the remaining continuance of life since the organs intended by the Creator for blood making have become so weakened that while they may manufacture blood in the same quantity, but not again of the same good quality, and how impossible is it for this imagined plethora to have been produced in such remarkable rapidity and so to drain it off by frequent venesections when yet an hour before the pulse of this heated patient, before the fever and chill stage was so quiet. And our time is up for today. I may do another 15-minute call in and get a little bit of more talk time in today if I still have internet service. So I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm going to close it, and we'll have some live callers in the next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Who's Reading the Organon with homeopath Debbie Bruck on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio. Remember to take the Organon off the shelf and read it.